Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a cable car.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Kirk.
Evening,
Kirk.
Are we all well?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
How are you?
Are you?
Good, thanks. All good, thank you very much. Tell you something, last week were a bit of a tasty episode, weren't it?
Weren't it?
We definitely went down a rabbit hole a little bit, didn't we?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, shame we haven't spoke all week since.
I wonder why you weren't replying to my text.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I have been thinking about it this week, though, because I was thinking about Claire's voice note. Because obviously you were talking about, really, fundamentally, was that what annoyed her about her other half, weren't it?
Yeah.
I don't know whether we actually helped with that dilemma situation
or
not.
She needs to let us know, don't she?
Absolutely.
They're divorced now, but...
Yeah. but it did get me thinking this week. I thought, I wonder if there's anything I do that annoys Daisy.
Oh.
I'm sure there is.
I've got a list here.
So it did get me thinking, because I thought, I was thinking, what is it? What is it that I might do? And I think I have nailed on something. I think I've absolutely... Something jumped into my head the other day, and I thought, do you know what? I know I do that a lot, and I know that it probably winds her... Well, I know that it winds her off the clock.
As she told
is
you.
Is it checking the download numbers for this podcast?
Speaking of which, yeah. No, I constantly ask her whether she's all right.
Do you?
Like...
An issue?
Constantly.
Well, she always says she is.
An issue?
You don't believe... Are you sure?
That's what it is. That's what it is. The amount of times, honestly, I must say it, 30 times a day, I'll say to her, you're all right.
All right, okay.
And what if she says, no?
Well, sometimes I wish she would, because then at least... But I'll be like, you're all right, and she'll go, yeah. And I go, you sure? And she'll like, look at me as though I've got two heads. As a, we've just to a point where we'll be sat watching TV or whatever, and I'll go, "You're right," and she'll like look at me and go, "Yeah, you."
Is there something that triggers it that makes you go? Do you look at her and think, "Why is she looking like that at the TV?" Or
well, look,
why?
I think Daisy won't mind me saying that Daisy has got a bit of a resting bitch face. I mean,
here we go.
Do you know.
All you all right, it's not the worst of your problems.
Just Daisy,
listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Oh. But no, so I'll like said to her, you're right. And I think what annoys her is, I think she's got used to the fact of me asking, and that's fine. But then it's the fact that she answers me, and she'll go, yeah, you. And I'll go, yeah. And then I'll go, are you sure? And she'll be like, yeah, why? And I'm like, well, you just don't look very happy. And she's like, we just sat watching TV. What do you want me to do? Sit here with a smile on my face? We're just watching
comedy.
Yeah, she's right though. She's absolutely right.
So do you it almost in an OCD type of way? As in just autopilot?
I think it just must be habit.
Yeah.
And let me just say, because obviously I'm a loving husband.
I was just about to say, you know what? If I was sat next to Gemma listening to this podcast, she'd be looking at me now like... With the eyes as said, you don't ever ask me that.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. I also buy Daisy flowers every day.
Good one.
Come to think of it.
So what about you guys? I mean, obviously, we're all married around the table. So what about you guys?
What things I do that are niddles? Snoring. That's going to be tough. Because it even annoys you. You guys, don't it? When occasionally when we...
Yeah, we live 15 miles away.
I mean, it annoys my son, because obviously we've been all day together and we've, you know, shared a room together, and he's like, he'll go, oh, Dad, let me go to sleep before you, because he knows that as soon as I drop off, he then can't sleep for the rest of the night.
I mean, it is bad, Mark. I mean, have you ever thought, like... To seek help.
Hey, it would be the right word.
Listen, I know how bad it is because you guys tell me, Anus tell me.
Mickey Mouse has been kicking door in a Disney hotel.
Will you Ethan's go to sleep and stop snoring?
So,
but the weird thing is, of course,
a high-pitched voice.
The weird thing is, although I know it's bad, I don't hear it. What can I do about it?
I don't know what to do. Yeah, but, well, for starters...
Oh, you're going to say, don't sleep.
Stop breathing.
Stop breathing.
No, but obviously there are things that you can do. Like, there are, like...
Techniques and things?
Yeah,
different... They put them, like, things over the nose, tape things.
Strips and stuff like that. So I suppose that's my question. Have you ever looked here and gone, I know this is a problem, I know it affects other people, so I'm going to try and do something about it? Or do you genuinely, in the loveliest way possible, think... Not my problem.
No, I've done the first. I've tried strips on my nose, and I've tried things up my nose. Makes no difference.
Yeah, like cotton wool.
No, I, those like rings that you put, like almost like a bull ring, and that you put up your nose.
Yeah,
it clips into your nose. I've tried them, and Ian goes,
it sounds scientific, that.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, this is what
I'm
saying.
Did you get them off Wish?
That's it.
I just bought them off Amazon, I think. But people say, though, they do work. Some people say they don't work. But again, I'm asleep, so I don't know. Would I know if it works or not?
Yeah. You wake up with black eyes.
Yeah.
But what does Aina actually do about it, though? How does she cope?
Well, to be fair, she has said that she's just deals with it over the years. She's got to a point because
she's racking up a rate bill at Travelodge.
She's initially it drove her insane. I think she said she couldn't deal with it, to a point where I know occasionally she's gone to the other room to sleep because it's that bad. And again, I think you guys know that. You know,
it is bad, mate. I mean, I know you can't control it, and I'd never blame anyone, because I think we all snore to a degree at certain nights and stuff like that.
But I'm bad, aren't I?
But yeah, I was very shocked the first time I spent the night with you in the same room. I was very much like ready for absolutely smashing your face in.
I wouldn't have been able
Well,
to
my face is
that.
Still here, so I'm
because I know it's not. I know it's not something you can control.
No, no.
I know it's not something.
And
you can
I do
control.
Feel bad. I do. Honestly, I do.
I just put a toothpaste up your nose.
thanks. Yeah. Well, make sure I don't share a room with you. But yeah, I know it's bad, and I do feel bad about it. But I don't know what I can do about it. It's just one of those things.
Wow.
So,
have you been seen for medical?
Medical attention to
Been to see like someone and say, look, excuse me, can you help me out?
Well,
all of my street can't sleep.
I haven't, but it just strikes me that who do I go and see? Like, if I go and see my doctor, yeah, I know, but trying to get an appointment, and then what you come in for about my snoring, they'd be like, oh, God, I've got other things to be dealing with. I just can't see a doctor wanting to sort it out.
Wow. Well, I know Aina tends to go to bed quite early, though, don't she?
Yeah,
so at
yeah.
least she gets to go to sleep before you.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So what about you then, Mark?
Well, I think I'm quite restless, I think is the word to use, isn't it?
Yes.
Amongst other things. And what does Ellen's head in is when I'm laid down, even if I'm just laid on settee or whatever, but when I'm in bed, I rub my feet together.
Oh, dear.
Until I go to sleep.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
constantly?
Non-stop.
Is there a reason? It's just habit?
It's not even conscious.
Oh, you're just doing it subconsciously? Like, okay.
Darcy does it.
It sounds like a comfort thing, that.
Well, the thing is, and I've passed it on to Darcy, and she does it, but without even knowing that she's doing it. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know
that's
how
weird.
It's...
Because like you don't see each other doing it, do you?
A hereditary fidget.
But yeah, that's weird.
But the thing is, it can be quite... aggressive in that bed, rocking and I'm rubbing my feet together, and I was like, well, you just go to sleep, and I'm like, and I don't know why I have to keep rubbing my feet together.
That's weird.
I can't ever think that first time you ever did it, what's she thinking?
Is he trying to start a fire with his feet?
No, quite the opposite. I wouldn't imagine she'd think you were doing anything with your feet.
Yeah.
You wouldn't assume someone... The bed's rocking. Oh, I wonder what he's doing with his feet.
The thing is...
You do know how far my feet are away from my waist, don't you?
The thing is that I know that because Mark, everything he does is 100 mile an hour. Everything. Yeah. Right down from whether he's walking, whether he's drinking a cup of coffee. I've never seen anyone drink... you can put a scalding hot cup of coffee in front of him. And I've done it before. I've boiled the kettle twice just to see what happens or whatever. And literally, within 3 seconds, it's gone. It's got everything he does is 100 mile an hour. So the thought of him laying in bed, rubbing his feet together, I can just imagine.
Smoke appearing from
absolutely.
The bed.
I can just imagine it. I can just imagine Ellen just laid next to him, like rocking like, wobbling. He's on some sort of vibroplate or something.
like that nodding thing on your dashboard that you used to get.
Nodding dogs.
Nodding.
No, wobble head.
Yeah. Wobble head. That's me when she's slapping me.
I've got a question. You just said you boiled the kettle twice. Does that make it hotter?
I don't know.
It does. Just scientifically, it doesn't.
It just makes it hotter.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a way of trying to make it.
You
hotter.
Do know that Greta Thunberg is going to be kicking your door in.
Oh yeah,
boiling
your
kettle twice.
Twice.
Yeah. One drink.
Hey, I've got a life hack. I've got a life hack.
Oh, here we go.
You need a flask, like it's a pouring flask, so it looks like a kettle. You
know about it.
You've adopted this.
Yes,
haven't
I
you?
Have. I bought one.
Right, it is literally just looks like a kettle, right? But it's a flask, and so. I'll get up in the morning, boil the kettle, fill the kettle up full, boil it, pour it in the flask.
And then all day, you just go back to the flask. And obviously, if you want to reheat it, because it's not quite hot, you just pour it back in the kettle and boil it. But you're not boiling it from cold every time. Mm. I honestly tell you, our electricity bills have dropped by at least 30 quid. Right. I'm not joking you.
A day?
Over a month or a quarter.
A year.
We don't have
which
a
isn't a lot, but it is a lot when you think...
I must admit, Rob, when I came to your house and I saw that that's what you were doing,
yeah.
My first thought were, do you know what, he'd do anything to save a quid. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But, walking around with a candle and, yeah. and a little bottle yeah. out of his jammers.
Absolutely. But in all fairness, it is a great idea. And I'm quite sure there's people out there listening now going, well, yeah, yeah. I've been doing this years.
I know. Yeah. How much are these flasks?
8 quid.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
They're, yeah. like, they're a bit like the you get them sometimes in no. posh hotels.
I ain't got a kettle.
Like conference thing and stuff. But it is a good idea because, like you said, that literally when I'm at yours now, I just stand next to it. I just drink my tea and then I just keep topping my yeah. cup up. So it is a good idea. Yeah. But you've got one of them water machines, haven't
I've
you?
I've got there? A water bar, yeah. So by all accounts, you do have to boil it, but then it stays hot for so long and... I don't know.
Not like the hookah thing.
Not the kooka things, no.
Is it kooka? Hookah.
Kooka. Yeah. We've got some of them at our work and I nearly washed my hands under it.
Ooh.
Wow. Could you imagine that? You'd just see, your skin would just like be gone, wouldn't it?
Oh, melt off.
But yeah, yeah. They're instant boiling water.
So what about you, Rob? Yeah. Apart from breathing.
Yeah. I was just about to say... not similar to yours, Mark, but my issue... No, other one. my problem is my attention span.
We don't know what you mean.
I know what it means exactly.
Because this definitely doesn't just annoy Gemma. This probably annoys... Well, it definitely annoys you guys.
Yeah, it annoys me.
I feel like I've got a lot going off in my head at the same time. I'm trying to think about too many things all at once. And every now and again, one of them overrides the other, right? But it's a little bit... more than that, like I just always feel like I'm busy and I'll just be sat, me and Gemma, and she'll be talking to me and my head just goes
pigeon,
yeah,
yeah. Ooh, magpie.
I mean, that is like the old, you know, the way of saying it, oh fly, that's what I was like at school, but now it's just your mind will just, something's coming to your head and you know you're supposed to be listening and you are listening to some degree, but your head is also thinking about something different. And she knows, like, obviously, your wife would know you well enough. She knows. And she'll just almost just go quiet and look at me and then go, you weren't listening, were you? And I went, at first, yeah. And then do you realise, no, she knows me too well.
Yeah.
And you just go,
it's exactly
no.
what we do with you, Rob.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
we talk to you.
Yeah. I can imagine.
We know when you've zoned out, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah. Also, when it comes to sometimes I know when something's popped into your head and you need to say it.
Yeah,
because you have that thing where something comes in. The amount of times me and you've been in a conversation and I've been talking, and trust me, I know I can talk and I get that. But then every so often I'll see Rob, something will enter his head and I have to stop what I'm saying to let you say it.
Yeah.
Because I know that anything else I say afterwards...
It's just going...
Is not
going to... Falling on deaf ears.
You do it as well, Mark, in all fairness.
I was just going to...
I don't mean this in a bad way.
Well, I must admit, it happens all the time. And Helen does, like, similar to what Gemma does, but we were talking... It was yesterday, and she was talking to me, and I'd gone. And then I can remember is I could hear her, and then it stopped. And then I turned and looked, and she's just smiling at me, and I'm like... Trent, what did I just say? And I'm like, you weren't listening. Well, what did I say then? And you're like, right, think, and you're trying to rewind. And she just shakes her head and starts laughing. And it's just, you know, but like you said, it's just as frustrating as it is.
Yeah.
They've sort of gotten used to it and accepted it.
Yeah.
But they do want to kick your head in, don't they?
Absolutely. And the thing is, sometimes it's completely random things. It's not even things like, oh, like, for instance, I know I've said this in the last at least four episodes that I'm editing a Glastonbury video, but it's not just things like that. You know, there's all sorts of things that you think about, and you're just like, a lot of the time it is that, what have I got on, what we do tomorrow, what's this, and it just takes over. Oh, I forgot about that car insurance. Oh, I need to do that, sort that out. Washing machine's broke, I need to get on that. And then random thoughts pop into your head, and you think, why would that pop into my head? Do you know what I mean? Just things like
have
that.
You ever been in the middle of a conversation with somebody in somebody else's house? You're having a cup of tea, they're talking to you, and you're in your head and you're thinking, what would they do now if I threw this at the TV?
No, I've never had that thought. You weirdo. Why are you thinking that?
I don't know.
But is that what you're thinking?
How often do you think that?
Yeah.
I don't want to say it because I don't want people to stop welcoming me into their houses. Be like, you're not coming in here. And if you do come in here, we're giving you a polystyrene cup with cold water in it.
I'm scared of letting you in my back garden. It's summer in case you decide to throw barbecue over back fence.
What, so you just be sat there thinking... But am I right in saying, just based on what you've said, though, that it's more to do with you're intrigued on how somebody would react to that rather than wanting to demolish something or wanting to cause destruction?
Okay. Yeah, what would they do? And so they'll be talking to me, and I'll be looking at them, and I'll be thinking, what would they do if I just slung this now? And I'd be like, why is that even in my head? Do you know what I mean?
And are you just thinking that and just completely ignoring the person that's talking to you? And you've zoned out.
Fortunately, I've never said it to them. Because if I'd have said it to them, they'd be like, what are you on about? What would you do if I just threw this at your TV? Excuse me?
Well, you know you've told everyone now. Yeah.
It's almost like self-sabotage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I have that as well.
Do you?
Yeah, and not the TV. I've never thought about throwing a coffee on someone's TV. But probably worse. Like, you know, I liken it to Ally McBeal. Do you remember when Ally McBeal, have you ever watched it? Back in the, whenever it was it 90s?
Probably
90s. Or early 2000s. And basically, something would be playing out, a scene, and then she would go into... You wouldn't realise she'd done this. She would go into her own world.
Right.
And she'd just start smacking him in the face. and jumping on him and not flooring. She'd be absolutely beating him.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden she'd go... And she's back in exactly where she was, but it hadn't happened.
Yes.
Was there not another...
I get that.
Not another drama similar to that?
I didn't want to go as far as
an American drama where we were like some doctors where...
Scrubs.
Scrubs. Weren't Scrubs similar to that where it sort of flashed back to him doing something?
I think it does. I haven't watched a lot of it, but I do think it is where it's almost like a subconscious playing out in front
Scrubs,
of them.
Scrubs, that's it. Yeah. Well done, Kurt. Thank you.
Well, I've not seen, so I can't... But it sounds like exactly the same.
They'd have thoughts in their head, you know.
But I genuinely get that. Mm. And, all right.
What's the chance of me and you ever being welcomed into anybody else's house ever again?
I know. But it's weird, isn't it?
Both of us just turning up randomly together. Like, they'd be like... No chance. Absolutely no chance.
But knowing full well that even though you're saying no chance, you're not listening anyway.
Yeah.
you're walking anyway. So what? I mean, that is random thoughts. I mean, very much. I mean, I think we're all guilty of having some random thoughts eventually, every so often. But I've said it before. I know my brain's an absolute, you know, scramble.
Yeah.
You know, but I have said it before and I've said it to his face and I'll say it again to his face. I don't know whether I could survive a day in Rob's brain.
No.
I don't think you could.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I don't even know how I survive.
Do you have crazy dreams as well, Rob?
Yeah, really weird. And I eat a lot of cheese.
But is this some sort of a hidden sponsor?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be, go against the book here and go, I think I'd be all right in your end, Rob, I think.
I think you'd try and organise it. And that's it, you'd be screwed.
I would say you would definitely put some clarity to it.
I think I'd be all right. I don't think I'd survive, but I think I'd be all right. I'd rather be in Rob's brain than Mark's brain.
I need to tell you about this weird dream I had last night.
So I
looked it up the morning after. And it was, it could be peaceful and this, that, and the other. And I were dreaming about like loads of birds, you know, flying around.
Yeah.
And they weren't attacking me or anything. However, then there was one, right? And this is bonkers. This bird came flying towards me, and its body was a CD Walkman.
Right,
you know the portable CD player, Walkman.
Yeah,
that was his body.
Discman.
And it had rings and a Discman. Yeah, what's all that about? So I was trying to Google. Honestly, if you look at my search history, you're like, what on earth is he searching for? Because you're reading about, and it's like, if you're dreaming about birds that are flying around, it could mean you've got peace and this, that, and the other. However, if birds are attacking you, it could be a bit of insecurity or something to that effect. I couldn't find anything about it.
I bet you didn't find anything, did you?
Oh my God.
And were you surprised that you couldn't find anything about
it? Well, I was so hoping that it would say if you found a bird that was like mechanical or something. And I go, that's the connection.
Nothing. Right. Nothing, no.
So there's a... I don't even know what CD that it were playing. Does he matter?
Oh, brilliant.
But don't you have some like really bonkers dreams? And you're like, you get up. Do you ever like have to search them, see if they mean anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't believe in many things, but there's got to be some psychological reason behind some dreams.
I have done that before, but I couldn't tell you one off the top of my head. I have that many. I dream a lot. Most nights I dream.
Yeah.
I know I dream, but literally within about, I would say 30 seconds of waking up, I forget them instantly. So if I get up, it's say middle of the night and I've had a dream, I'll go for a wee. As I'm walking to the toilet, I'll go, oh yeah, I'm in this cloud or whatever, or driving a car. And then as soon as I finish my wee, I'll go, I can't remember it. I've always been like, so you know, like you guys who have these quite vivid dreams like you, Mark, with this bird.
Yeah.
Ask me about dreams. I can't remember any.
I must admit, I do try to. If a dream does wake me up, and I'll go, I need to remember that for it more. And I'll wake up, and it's gone. The memory of it's gone. Okay, so
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa, where, how? But it's your brain filing and stuff, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You see, I have dreams about birds, but a little bit different.
That's an old-fashioned view of...
You okay, Daisy?
I'm intrigued to know that, obviously, we've spoke about Rob's brain a little bit. Can you remember like any of the random thoughts that you have? Because you know you say you like zone out, and sometimes it might be about something specific. But I know obviously you've said that sometimes it's just completely random.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember them, or like can you recall them? Or?
I mean, it's one of them things where you think I know I've heard of these things before, but I'm not making them up in my head. I'll have heard them somewhere, but where they come from and why I remember them. So things like you've got 5 minutes to hide a paperclip before a detective comes in, has 24 hours to find that paperclip. Where would you hide it?
Why have you nicked a paperclip off him?
Why
have you nicked it off a detective?
I didn't nick it off a detective. He weren't there.
He's looking for it. 24 karat gold paperclip that you've stolen from the...
Well, I don't know the ins and outs. And I honestly couldn't tell you where I've heard that.
Where are we hiding it?
Well...
Is that the question?
What I mean is in your house or...
Yeah, yeah. You're in your house. Yeah. You've got 5 minutes to hide a paperclip in your house before... A detective will come along and has 24 hours to try and find where you've hidden the paperclip in your house.
And this just randomly popped in your head and that was it? That was your thought process? Then.
Yeah, I definitely didn't make it up. I've heard that before. I couldn't tell you if it was on a podcast, if I've seen it on a TikTok, if I've seen whatever.
But it just overtook
your
brain.
Just came to my head and I was like, oh, that question the other day. What would I never answered that. Literally, as random as that.
So did you get to an answer?
Yeah, did you think of something?
Oh, yeah.
You've got me thinking about it now.
Where would you hide it?
Well, let me ask you what yours are first.
Oh, okay. Let us have a think and you tell us ours.
You want me to tell you yours?
No, you tell us ours. Where will you hide it? And we think.
Mark, tell us yours.
Try putting your words in the right order.
Yeah, you tell us yours, and while we think.
There we go.
That's it.
Is that not what I said?
No.
Is that not?
You say you tell us ours.
Rewind the tape. Let's have a listen.
Right, trust me, it'll be there. It'll be on there.
Go on, tell us yours then.
It's pants, really.
You don't want to accidentally be pulling them up, the wrong thing to say.
I knew you'd jump on that. I would hide it. I don't know why the top right, but the top right ledge of the bathroom architrave.
Well,
they'll find that.
They'd find that.
On the inside.
They'll find that.
Right, okay, that's rubbish. I've thought of something.
They'll find that.
I thought of somewhere.
100% they'd find
it. They'd find it.
You move your fingers across.
Even cleaners. Do you not watch Foyne a bed? They run the fingers to collect dust.
I see that as you're not actually hiding it anywhere.
Mate, I'm quite sure that if a detective was looking for a paperclip, one of the first things he'd do is check the top of the door.
I have got one more, but
in fact, I've thought of two places.
I have got another one.
I always thought you
can go too deep and think, oh, I'd put it there. I think, just put it somewhere a bit more obvious where they think, he's not going to put it there.
That's not how they think, though.
What, in another tub of paperclips?
Maybe. Not a bad idea.
There you go.
Anyway, go on. What's your other place?
No, I'm not telling you the other one yet. You can go.
Well, I've got two. I've just thought of two.
When you go into his house and nicking his paperclip.
I'd just check his rooms or his doors. Yeah. One would be I'd sort of pull it all out so it's nice and straight.
What?
Yeah.
The paperclip.
All right.
Yeah. And then put it down a biro, a pen.
Oh.
That's where I've put one. And the other idea is I'd just put it in some butter and put it in my fridge and just let it, you know. So it's sat in the butter.
But okay, so and you might have to rethink. So I know we might have to come back to you. But what happens if you had to, you can't destroy it? So let's say you can't put it in butter because it might damage it, or you can't stretch it out because you might damage it.
Well, that's not part of the rules. What is,
well,
right?
I
didn't think there were terms and conditions for this. So it's just got to be sat.
Mine would be in a toilet U-bend.
I'd go that way.
Somewhere in the plumbing.
How'd you get it down there without it flushing away?
Somewhere in the plumbing. Well, I wouldn't flush the toilet. I'd know it's there.
But what if the detective comes?
You'd see it, but if you open toilet.
No, in the U-bend. So in the U-bend.
Surely to goodness.
How'd you get your hand up there?
Hold on.
You unscrew the pipe from the behind
surely
it.
Surely to goodness, a detective's going to go, where would you hide drugs? In a toilet U-bend.
No,
you haven't said drugs, you've said a paperclip.
No, but you're thinking of the top bit.
No, not the U-bend. But I've never tried to hide drugs, but you see in TV programs, they put them in the U-bend. Surely they're going to go to places like that and just check.
I've got a curveball for you.
All right.
Okay.
Is there any goodness in sweet corn?
What?
You're talking about toilet. You're talking.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Is there any goodness in sweet corn?
Goodness?
Yes.
As in...
Well, when you pass sweet corn, it's whole.
Yes.
You're talking about toilets, right? You got me thinking.
Oh, right,
so I thought,
okay.
That's probably a bit too...
A prime example of a brain just thinking random thoughts.
I was just trying to say, just go along as he actually not been listening so and been concentrating on the sweet corn.
So, but if sweet corn comes out whole...
Yeah.
Why do we eat? What does it do? Is there any goodness in it?
Well I think there is, but
we're not absorbing. If it's all there,
well,
we're
finished. Because it's not a sealed thing, is it? When you break a piece of sweet corn off the cob, that's an exposed area that the goodness will be taken out of. Surely,
well, I definitely
body.
Think that it has obviously has some nutritional value, but it's not the fact that it passes whole. Because I can't believe we're talking about.
Mate,
shooting.
I was trying to say, I can't believe you're entertaining
me
quite
still
so
about
seriously.
His paperclip.
I suppose what I'm saying is, I'm not telling you where I'm hiding the paperclip.
Because it's our bodies that can't digest it, isn't it? It's our bodies that can't break down
the
skin.
What, the paperclip?
The skin of sweet corn.
I'm not even entertaining that.
The best
thing about this paperclip.
The way that Kirk started answering it, he genuinely looked like Professor Kirk, that literally was... had this kind of, well, I'm thinking, are you entertaining this? I mean,
I've got another paperclip. I'd put it in the Kern pole.
Kern pole, good one.
That's a good
Kern
one.
Kern pole.
Good one. Come on, Mark, you must know one the way you
were. He's
going
to hide in his sweet corn.
Yeah, he's not going to look for that, is he? I think mine's quite rubbish, actually. It's like it's a bit similar to yours, Mark. So
mine's not rubbish.
No disrespect.
Thank you very much.
You know, it'd be quite, you know, it'd be in sugar pot or something, you know what I mean? Because you can just put it in.
Just
give it him.
Kirk, who's judging it, he's well allowed that. He won't let it go in my butter, so it's not going in your sugar. So no, that's think of another one.
It's a good point.
So what I'd do is I'd go.
Can't wait for Kirk's.
I'd go and buy some wallpaper.
Yeah.
That's got pictures of paper clips on it.
Yeah.
I'd paper the wall with the paper, and then I'd stick the paper clips. Wallpaper.
But you've only got five minutes.
You've only got five minutes.
I've got like a week or something. Wallpapering, because I'm going to need some help getting that on really quickly, and then I can stick the paper clip on afterwards, and you won't be able to see it.
Go on, Kirk. What would you do?
You bend. I've told you.
Oh, God.
Yours is
a
rubbish one.
And what did you say? Yours is rubbish.
He absolutely berated me about mine, and he put it in the U-bend of a toilet where every drug he puts his drugs. I'm like, come on.
Who mentioned drugs?
Well, no one, but that's surely the first place to think to look. A toilet U-bend.
No, it's certainly on the top of a door frame.
Door frame, yeah, they would look there.
The only other place I'd put it is in an ice cube tray. Freeze it.
You can't see it in the see-through ice.
Well, stop you there. I can't have butter, so you're not having ice. You're not having ice cubes. No, you avoid that. I think of another one.
I do love random thoughts, though. I mean, I go as far...
I can't be the only one that has random thoughts.
No, I mean, mine are a little bit different. Mine are more to do with the fact that I find myself imagining life as a movie. So, like, for instance, when I'm driving or... stuff like that, or I almost imagine what the soundtrack would be like behind as I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, if this was the opening to a film or the closing to a film or whatever. You know, I'm just driving to work, you know, but I start thinking about you know, what soundtrack would be playing over, and what would that mean, and how would that generate the whole emotion?
This advert music.
Yeah, yeah, sort of thing. And I find they're quite random thoughts.
What is your soundtrack on a Monday morning driving to work?
Yeah, Road to Hell.
I don't know what it's called now. Oh. Do, 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 do. I need a hero.
That's me. Bonnie Tyler.
I'm a hero till the... That's me.
I didn't understand the beginning bit of that then.
I thought he was trying to put on the chair.
Rob
just sat on his paper.
I know where you're going from, Rob. Yeah, I know.
So do you have any random thoughts or questions, Mark, that enter your head, or sometimes you think about and you think, oh, I don't know whether I've got an answer to that? Or
random thoughts?
Yeah.
I suppose I can think of.
Right.
But come back to me when I think about it.
Very random if we're trying to think about it.
I don't know.
Let me challenge you, Mark.
My brain works opposite to Rob's. I need time to think.
Let me challenge you.
Yeah, go on then.
Right. So you're on a boat.
Yeah.
You've just stumbled across a desert island.
Oh, okay.
It's yours. You can keep it. Oh. You're going to start your own civilization.
Yeah.
Create your own rules. Laws. What's your first rule?
Ooh. First of all, I'm going to go for something really simplistic and something simple. You know, not all this money. I'm just going to go where everybody's got to be respectful of everybody. Everybody's got to be caring, loving.
Whoa.
Oh.
So everyone's got to be respectful of each other?
Yeah.
Right. And how would you police that?
About eating with a big stick.
You will respect me, yes.
Well, not me, but everybody else. Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd just go for some of the simplicity like that.
So, no, I like that, though. Yeah. I like that you want a civilization that everyone gets on and everyone's respectful of each other. Yeah, what about... Go on then, Mark, what about you? You've asked the question.
Oh, yeah. I weren't expecting it coming back at me, to be honest.
Exactly, you need to think, don't you?
No questions.
No ever. First row, no questions.
Yeah.
I don't know what mine would be. I think I'd go for everyone has to be naked.
I like that.
Oh, okay.
And I know that, and you could see that as, I just wasn't. No, genuinely, just no. There's no clothes. You don't need clothes.
No, I like that.
Other than to keep warm, like if obviously it's freezing, but if it's a tropical island.
You're say you're on a desert island.
Desert,
so.
Tropical island.
I have got one.
I've thought of one
as
well.
You can only believe what you see.
Ah, well, that was very interesting you've just said that, because I was just about to come in and say I've got a bit of a controversial one. No religion.
Yeah. So along those lines,
people can't
run off with their own ideologies and whatever else. Or making stuff up, or trying to, you know, you can only believe what you see.
That's a good way to live now, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how you'd police it, though.
I work with, that is literally him. He refuses to believe anything he doesn't see with his own eyes. Categorically won't believe it. Someone I work with.
Oh, okay.
If he hasn't seen it, doesn't exist.
I must admit, I spent far too long of my life thinking that giraffes were mythical.
Yes, we know about that.
Because I'd never seen one.
Did you not know this, Mark?
No,
I'd never.
Has he talked about this in a podcast before?
I'd never seen one. I'd never seen one. I'm not talking about like into my 30s here or whatever.
David Attenborough,
you liar.
You've
never seen one in a picture on a video. What?
Yeah, but now we're talking. Yes, I've seen aliens on videos as well. I've seen all sorts on film and video and stuff. It doesn't make it real.
He only discovered this about 4 years ago.
It wasn't 4 years ago, but...
You're not mixing them up with unicorns, are you?
But it was longer in my life than it should have been that I genuinely thought that giraffes were mythical.
How old were you? 30?
No.
You were older than...
You were!
45?
I didn't get to my 30s thinking that giraffes were real.
I could swear we had this conversation not that long ago. It was probably
mid to late teens. Mid to late teens.
I'm sure when you told me you made out as though you'd only just found out that week.
Well, not really, no.
I didn't know that. I'm amazed by that fact.
Yeah. It is something that does sit with me. I do remember that I genuinely thought giraffes were mythical for a lot longer in my life than I should have done.
And this is why we end up with some politicians in power.
Yeah.
Well, don't they know giraffes are real either? Yeah. Is that what they're thinking?
Absolutely.
Right, so I've thought of one.
To say, you've had long enough.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking. It takes me ages to think about stuff. So just think, if all the land was connected in the world, all the countries, all the land was connected, would it be a better place?
Oh.
Will.
So there's there's still sea, obviously, but obviously there's no gaps between all these countries, I'm guessing. Yeah,
I'm going to go with yes.
Right, okay.
You want back up to it?
We can move on, but it's not going to be very exciting, is it?
I just say it was a yes or no answer.
I could definitely say that I'd say yes.
Would it have always... Is it just something that's just happened, or has always been the case?
I don't know.
Let's.
I've just thought of it. I've just made it up in my head.
I would say yeah.
I'm going to say no.
If it's always been the case, then I genuinely think there's more of a sense of unity with things that... I'm not saying it's all... happy and
I'm going to say hello, England and Scotland.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is I think sometimes because we're separated by such vast open water or whatever, I think sometimes we can be guilty of forgetting that we are just all in the same space. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, in the grand scheme.
Yeah, we're not
of things,
in the same boat because there's no water between.
We're all on the same marble.
We're all on the same planet, and it is just one planet. It is just one planet, and I think sometimes we forget that. You know, we are just all human beings and we are all the same, really. You know, and I just think we forget that sometimes. And I think that if all land was joined, I think that would be more encouraged, let's say.
So you think yes? Do you think yes, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
And you think yes, Mark?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I don't think either.
Absolutely
I don't think it'd be better.
No.
But go on,
Well,
Mark.
There's only... It's going to be quite controversial, I suppose, but all the big conflicts that are taking place in the world... usually from bordering countries.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no water involved.
Well, that's where I were going to go with my thoughts.
The only counter argument would be the fact that you could argue, and I'm not going to say this is the case because we might have some people that live there and that listen to this. So I'm not saying by any means that they're responsible for wars, but a lot of people around the world would blame America and ourselves for some of the things that happen. So you would say, well, if they were attached to those areas, would certain atrocities occur?
Mm-hmm.
However, there are things happening around the world. You've got to look at North and South Korea. You look at Ukraine and Russia. You look at Israel and Gaza.
Yeah.
You know, they're all bordering places.
Yeah.
And, you know, by all accounts, there's no love lost, is there? Do you know what I mean?
No.
People are trying to conquer. So I don't think it'd make a blind bit of difference.
No, well, that's I was going to echo that. That's basically how we're going to go down that very similar road. I mean, I'd love to think that it would be a better place, but I don't think it would be. But then again, I think we'd be in the same boat as we are now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we'd be. Right, have we lost you, Rob? Are you still with us?
Oh, has he gone?
Sorry.
Is he gone?
I was thinking about something. Not a conundrum. It's a brain teaser.
All right.
That I was thinking.
You're thinking of a brain teaser?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Honestly,
strapping.
It's been bothering me for a couple of days. But then I was just thinking. I thought I could apply it to that. I thought, it's not. But by that point, you've caught me out. So I'll tell it to you. Do you want to know?
Okay. Before you say it though, do you know the answer? Or are we?
Ish.
Okay, as long as I know there's an outcome to it.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know if I know a Rob answer.
Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
So I don't even know if I know a Rob answer. I don't even know if it's right.
So the question. Go on, fire away. So what is it? Okay. What you got?
It's a bit wordy, so listen. A man walks into a hotel and pays £30 and goes up to his room. The manager says, he should have only have paid £25. There's an offer on. So he calls a bellboy and says, can you go and give... What are you shaking your head at?
You said it wrong.
They don't have bellboys anymore.
Porters. You said it wrong.
How have I?
It's three people. Carry on, you'll get to a point where you'll realise that it doesn't add up. It's three people.
Okay.
If it's the one I think it is, I think there's three people. But, okay. But this might be different, so carry on.
Okay. Rob. A man walks into a hotel and pays £30 and
again,
goes up to his room.
So he's paid 60 now, as I thought. don't swear.
I didn't.
Sorry.
Right. A man walks into a hotel and pays £30 and goes up to his room. The manager says, he should have only have paid £25 as an offer on. So he calls a bellboy and says, can you go and give him £5? The bellboy, on his way up, thinks, this guy don't know any better. He don't know how much he was owed. I'm going to pocket £3 and only give him £2. So gets to the room and says, sorry, sir, you've paid £30. You've paid too much. Here's your £2 change. So how much has the man now paid?
He's paid £30.
Is that so? Bellboy.
Oh, you mean how much has he paid since he's got the? He's paid so
much. How much has he actually now paid for that room?
So has the bellboy took up £2 to him? Is that right?
Yeah. So he's paid £28.
So he's paid £28 and he's pocketed £3. But that's the answer. But that's not the answer, is it?
So how much has the man now paid? And you're saying 28 quid.
20 quid.
Yeah. So how much has the bellboy got in his pocket?
£3.
3 quid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've worked out. But at first, for ages, I'd got it as two.
No.
I'd got it that he's got £2 in his pocket. Well, yeah, because he went up with 20...
He kept three, but he's only got two.
Yeah, but he went up with 20...
I can't
even say this without getting confused. He went up and gave... He had £5.
Can I say it properly?
If you want.
Because I'm sorry,
what's happening?
So right, let me just get my head round it, right? Yeah. So he went up with the third... He paid 25 quid. He's gone up with £5.
The bellboy, yeah.
Yeah, and the bellboy's pocketed...
Three. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's given the other guy...
Two. Yeah.
So the bellboy's got £3 in his pocket. That's,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is all adding up. And the guy's paid 28 quid.
No, the guy's paid £25.
No, but he's got 2 quid back from the bellboy.
No,
he's only got £2 back. He's actually paid £27. Because he's got £3 in his pocket, the bellboy.
Right, all right. So, he's paid 27 and the bellboy's got three.
No, hang on a minute.
No.
You're getting there. Listen, I do. Sorry, Rob. I'm going to apologise. Yeah. All right. There is a better way of saying it. 100% is a better way of saying it.
Right.
But you are there. It's just you haven't made the right intonation.
Right. Okay.
So he originally paid 30.
Yeah.
He's got £2 change.
Yeah.
Which means he paid how much?
28.
Okay. But the bellboy's got three. What's 28 plus three?
Yeah, 31.
Where's the extra pound come from?
Yeah.
That's the teaser. Right. You got lost in the whole fact of, yes, he's got £2 and he's got £3. But the whole idea of the teaser is where's the extra pound come from? Because he's paid 30, he's got £2 change, that's 28. The bellboy's got three in his pocket. 28 plus three is 31.
Yeah.
He originally paid 30. Where's the other pound come from?
Well, it hasn't.
So you've clearly...
he's got 25,
you
he's obviously got 3, worked and he's it got out. 2, so it's still only 30. It's not, there isn't 31.
Yeah, but I can't get my head round it. I still can't. Because, even sat here now, I'm going...
Well, that's like, I hope our listeners can.
It's because you've made a sum out of nothing. That's why.
What do you mean you've made a sum out of nothing?
Well, you can't say that he's got £3 on top of 28.
But hold on. I am going to challenge you on this.
Go
right?
for it.
The guy's paid £30.
That's right.
So a 20 and a 10, let's say, for argument's sake.
Yes.
Yeah, real money. Mm-hmm. Right? The bellboy's been given £5 coins.
Yes.
Right? He's pocketed three of them.
Yes.
And gave £2 change.
Yes.
To this customer.
Yes.
So the customer's paid 30.
Yes.
And got £2 change.
That's right.
So how much has the customer paid?
He's paid £28.
Right. But the bellboy's got £3.
That's right. And the till's got the other £25, which is 28.
What?
The
customer's paid 28.
That's right.
The bellboy's got three. What's 28 plus three?
But why are you adding 28 plus three?
Because...
The customer
originally paid 30.
That's right.
And he's got £2 change.
That's right.
So how much has the customer paid?
£28.
So if somebody went to the customer and said, how much have you paid for this room, what would he say?
£28.
But the bellboy's got £3.
He doesn't know the bellboy's got £3.
No, he doesn't, but he has.
Yes, and he doesn't know that he's also only put £25 in the till. 25 plus 3 is 28.
I think I want to get some nuts from bar. I'm confused.
Well, how I worked out is he's paid £25. He just hasn't been given the correct change.
No.
Well, he's definitely not been given the correct change.
In all fairness, I was playing devil's advocate. Mark is right. The answer to the riddle is it's a maths equation.
Yeah.
Right. So it's how it's worded. Yeah. So, yeah. For instance, if you say £25 plus the 3 plus the 2 is £30.
Yeah.
But you don't. You concentrate on the fact that he's only paid 28 and the 3. And that's what you concentrate on. Whereas Mark's exactly right.
Me.
You actually take it... No, trust me, no, you're the one.
Yeah. I didn't say a word.
But you take it back to the
you're 25. Still in your room snoring.
Well, I can tell you that fried my brain, and still is, because I still don't get it.
Lends a fiver, Rob.
Yeah. And on that note...
Absolutely, we best call that a day.
It's been a pleasure, boys.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, have some nice thoughts, everybody.
Flying Walkmans.
See you guys.
See you later, boys.
See
you.
Bye, bye, bye.
Do you have a dilemma? Maybe a burning question you're longing to be answered? Or you just want to get in touch with us? Why not drop us a voice note or a message over email at inthechat@gmail.com. That's two N's, not one N, because one N, it doesn't matter. inthechat@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.